MDARD is committed to improving quality of life in Michigan, and that includes ensuring our young people have access to the education they need to pursue fulfilling, good-paying careers in agriculture, food processing and veterinary science, said MDARD Director Tim Boring. In addition to the awards above, more than $62,000 of celebration proceeds were deposited into the Michigan Education Saving Plans and the MYLSF scholarships for youth exhibitors who compete in judging and showmanship events at the Michigan Livestock Expo. The Livestock Conservancy Microgrants Program continues to put funding into the hands of its most important conservation partners, those stewarding genetic treasures for the security of tomorrow's food and fiber systems. One project, specifically, that I've worked, Lansing, Mitch, the Michigan Department of Agriculture and Rural Development, MDARD, and the Michigan Youth Livestock Scholarship Fund, MYLSF, have announced the recipients of the 2026 Michigan Youth Livestock Scholarships. MDARD is committed to improving quality of life in Michigan, and that includes ensuring our young people have access to the education they need to pursue fulfilling, good-paying careers in agriculture, food processing and veterinary science, said MDARD Director Tim Boring. We're proud to partner with the MYLSF to recognize this year's youth scholarship winners, whose knowledge, skills, hard work and perseverance indicate the future is bright for our food and agriculture industry. Since 2000, the MYLSF has awarded more than $992,000 in scholarships and educational awards to outstanding young people who have exhibited at premier livestock events in Michigan. This year, the fund disbursed $60,250 of scholarships to 41 Michigan students. To determine scholarship amounts, reviewers evaluate each student applicant's academic achievements, extracurricular activities, performance at livestock exhibitions and potential to impact the agriculture industry. The MYLSF awards are funded by proceeds from the annual Michigan Livestock Expo celebration. This year's celebration was held July 14 at the Michigan State University Pavilion in East Lansing and raised a record $327,250 for the MYLSF. In addition to the awards above, more than $62,000 of celebration proceeds were deposited into the Michigan Education Saving Plans and the MYLSF scholarships for youth exhibitors who compete in judging and showmanship events at the Michigan Livestock Expo. For more information about scholarship opportunities, visit the MYLSF webpage. Shelbyville, Ky. The Kentucky Agricultural Development Board approved $1,188,339 for agricultural diversification and rural development projects across the Commonwealth at its monthly board meeting. Each month, the Kentucky Agricultural Development Board comes together to make investments to keep our agricultural industry diversified, Commissioner of Agriculture Dr. Ryan Quarles said. From the smallest awards funded, Pittsboro, NC, the Livestock Conservancy Microgrants Program continues to put funding into the hands of its most important conservation partners, those stewarding genetic treasures for the security of tomorrow's food and fiber systems. The Livestock Conservancy awards more than $22,000 annually in $500 to $2,000 microgrants to farmers, ranchers, shepherds and breed organizations keeping endangered breeds of livestock. Frankfort, Ky. The Kentucky Agricultural Development Board approved $3,339,014 for agricultural diversification and rural development projects across the Commonwealth at its monthly board meeting. Applications awarded today will contribute to the long-term vision and achievement for Kentucky agriculture, said Commissioner of Agriculture and Board Chair Dr. Ryan Quarles. One project, specifically, that I've worked.